Okay, we are on Test Zion Amud Beis. We are starting at the second line.
Okay.
Tonight is about Agadata. From start to finish, it is about Agadata. I am leaving. I am going to comment whatever I comment, but I'm going to be leaving it up, leaving some questions out there, and leaving it up to you guys to give me suggestions. Gemara says, Amr of Yitzchak Kol Shana. Second line, Kol Shana She'ein Token La Betchila Samarin La Besofa. Any year in which we do not start out the year blowing the shofar, the end of the year will end up being bad. Now, what does it mean that we won't be blowing the shofar in the beginning of the year? So some people understand that means that that's talking about where Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, it's going to be a bad year for us. But Tosfos says not that way. If you look at Tosfos Dibur Maskil She'ein Token B'Tchila, so that's the third Tosfos on our daf. She'ein Token B'Tchila, so Tosfos says, Mefarish B'Halachas Gedolos, the Bahag says, Lav D'Mikla B'Shabsa. It's not talking about a case where it falls out on Shabbos. Because it really wouldn't be fair. If it falls out on Shabbos, it's not our achrayis. It's not our fault. So he says, Ella dis yelad onsa. Where an ones happens, something happens and we can't blow the shofar for whatever reason, that's a bad simon. It's a bad simon for the year. That's what
the case is talking about.
An ones happened. You have to say it happened to like a certain kehila. Certain kehila couldn't blow the shofar. Something
what
happened.
Can you say one
I don't
guy
know.
Just didn't
the shofar broke right before. Yeah. Or they did what?
One guy didn't. He didn't hear it. He didn't come. He didn't care.
Yeah, but it sounds like it's a kla. It's for the kehila. Yeah, the kehila, like she'ain token la. Like it sounds like it's for like the kehila didn't do it. Anyway, my taima. What's the reason why it's going to be so bad? Delo irba v'satan, because we had mentioned last time that we need the tkios in order to confuse the satan, and we don't have a confusion now. He's not confused, and so he's going to be makatreg. It's going to be a bad year for us.
We need two tkios, the tkios to Meyushev and
a makatreg.
It's not both tkios. The tkios to Meyushev messes up the satan.
It depends how you learn that Gemara. The way we had learned the Gemara is that you need the second tkia in order to be ma'arvev the satan. However, there are rishonim that learn that really the tekiyos, the miyushav, the first tekiyos are what are ma'arvev the satan. Actually, there are many different rishonim how to understand this Gemara. But the Baal Ma'or, by the way, understands that Gemara back there as saying Yoshvin Kishahin Token Kishahin Yoshvin is not talking about tekiyos the miyushav. That's actually talking about the tekiyos during davening, meaning Chazaras HaShatz, where people are no longer standing. And the Tzkios de Meyusha, where people getting up to leave. So there was a minute right before people leave, they blow the shofar. So he's a totally different understanding. Oh, Reb Zev is here. And that concludes our Gemara on Test Zion Amud Beis. Okay, so you just missed two lines of the Gemara, which again, we'll chazer again, because that's what we always do. And anyway, Reb Yitzchak had said, it was a mimer of Reb Yitzchak who said, any year in which we don't blow the shofar because some ones happens, it's a bad simon. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak had said. Now the satan doesn't get irbov, there's no confusion for the satan, so he's going to be in full force. So now we're up to the fourth line in the Gemara.
What do you mean? What do you mean that the Chazaras HaShatz is
The Baal Ma'or understood. We remember we had learned that there are two tkios. The Gemara had said, Lama token and Marian Kashahin Yoshvin, and Lama token and Marian Kashahin Marian. Why we do both of them? We had understood that the kios of Yoshvin are before the Shmona Esrei, and the kios of the Umud are during Shmona Esrei. But the Baal Ma'or says that's not what's going on. He says that token and Marian Kashahin Yoshvin is actually during Chazaras HaShatz, because during Chazaras HaShatz, everybody's sitting, people are no longer standing for Shmona Esrei.
So he's doing other Tvisha Davening.
What?
He's doing an Ashkenaz davening.
He's doing an Ashkenaz davening.
Because Sardis is davening, everyone is standing.
Right. In a Kanami. Yeah, that's a very interesting. I know. It's a very interesting Shita. Yeah. The Sardic meaning is very, very interesting. Anyway, fourth line says the Gemara Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Kol Shana Sharash Rasha Betchilasa. Any year in which there is poverty in the beginning, we'll explain that in a second, Misaseres Besofa, there's going to be riches at the end. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Mereshis Hashana, from the beginning of the year, Ad Achris Hashana, but it doesn't say Mereshis like spelled Aleph, with the Aleph. It's actually spelled Mereshis as in a rash, as in poverty. So Mereshis Hashana, from the poverty, Va'ad Achris. So Mereshis Ksiv, Va'ad Achris, Sofa Shiesh La Achris. If there is poverty in the beginning, there will be poverty in the end. What does it mean, poverty? So Rashi does not understand that it means any year in which there is poverty in the beginning, there will be riches in the end, as in poverty, as in financial poverty. Probably because we had the Gemara last time, somebody was mayor last time, who said, last Monday, who said that if the Gemara is saying that if your beginning of the year is good, then you should chaperein and you should continue to seed because the end of the year is going to be good. So somebody was, I don't know if it was Reb Simcha, who said that it's mashma, if the beginning of your year is not good, then that's indicative of the end of the year, it's not going to be good. So Rashi, perhaps,
should be good before.
So Rashi says, "Rashi betchilasa sheYisrael osen atzman rashin." Yisrael make themselves poor. What does that mean? Barash Hashana lidvar tachnunim utfila. Kenyan shenemar tachnunim midaber rash. Mishlei says that a poor person should speak tachnunim. So Rashi doesn't understand rash as in poverty. He understands it as in making yourself humble, making yourself small. Mm-hmm. However, Tosfos over here, the next Tosfos after the one that we just did, the fourth one says, Sherasher betchilasa, shemitosh Yisraelim rashim, because Yisrael are poor, financially poor, libam nishbar, their lave is going to be broken, umarach mimaleim in Hashemayim, and therefore in Hashemayim they're going to have rachmanis on him. So Tosfos actually understands the Gemara as kipshuto, as any year in which there is poverty in the beginning, because there's such poverty in the beginning, our tefillos are going to be better, and therefore we're going to get rachmim min hashamayim. Therefore, the sof will be actually be a good year in the end.
Achris implies good.
Achris implies the end. What do you mean? How does achris mean imply good?
It's going to be a good. It's going to be a future. You're going to have a.
Yeah, you'll have a future. Exactly. You will have an end.
Successful future.
Yeah, you'll have a calm year. You'll have a good year. You'll be satisfied. It doesn't mean you'll be rich.
Right. Any year in which there is meirashis, as long as there's a rashis, there will be an achris. Meaning, there will be an end. There will be an end.
There will be
a.
Oh, you mean there'll be an end?
A good ending.
An end to the opposite ending. Of what the beginning.
No, ending yeah, implies yes. good ending.
There'll be an end to the beginning.
I heard from Rav Sasson said that Acheres can also be understood as Acheres, meaning it'll be different, it'll be something else, other than the poverty. You first started out with poverty, it'll be Acheres, it'll be Acheres, it'll be something else. All right, that's his vart. That's a nice little shot.
The pasuk in Yirmiyah says Acheres v'tikva. Acheres doesn't necessarily mean the end; it means like a hope. It means
very good.
Good future.
This guy's holding in Yirmiyah over here. Oh, you laned it, or you're art scrolling it out?
I never heard that pasuk. I never laned it. Acheres doesn't just mean the end; it means good end.
Yeah, beginning to the end. So he's the whole school. Year, you're going to be good.
That's the way you have to learn. Not just you're going to have an end; you're going to have a good future.
You got a good future.
Yeah, if you have a good Rosh Hashanah, you have a good year.
Amen. Keni Yeratzon. V'amr Rabbi Yitzchak. And Rabbi Yitzchak said, Ein danen esa adam el lefi masa shal oso shah. There's a famous Gemara. Anybody who does not know this Gemara, I guess you all know the Gemara now. So Rabbi Yitzchak says, we only judge the person according to his actions.
Right now.
As of right now, Shenemar, as it says, Ki shama Elokim el kol hana'ar ba'asher hu sham. Hashem listened to the voice of the Nar, which is next week's Parsha, Ba'asher Husham, as it is now.
He's a good boy then.
He's a good boy now.
That boy, that's how he's judged.
Unfortunately.
Right, there's a Gemara in Shabbos. Isn't the Shabbos talk about this again? Isn't this the same Gemara that's in Shabbos? It talks about the.
It doesn't. Our Gemara doesn't quote Shabbos. What do you want to say?
Just thinking about the whole Indian that. It doesn't matter. The Ron Shalom knows the devastation of a rush he's going to do, but if he's in Etzem
right now,
the Ron Shalom is judging him. You know, there was the whole give and take between the Malachim and the Ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they said, "Why are you letting this guy live?" I think it's a misunderstanding. And they said, "Because."
Okay,
I heard
Rashi.
That,
look at Rashi. Shenemar Basher Husham. Umatina b'Breishis Rabba. We know the Medrash and B'Breishis Rabba says, "Amr Malachay Sharis of Nei Hakadosh Baruch Hu." This is what you're saying. Ribono Shel Olam, Yishasi Dem Banim Laham. It says, "Banim Betzema Atamelo Be'er." you're going to give this guy a be'er, he's going to, in the future, is going to be awful.
Exactly.
So Hashem ends up saying, we won't go through the whole thing, he says, what, is he a tzaddik now? Is he a Russian now? So he says, he's a Russian, he's a tzaddik. So he says, okay, Bashar Hashem, this is what he is. We're only going to be done him.
The friend will be in Russia, so he'll be judged in the next world.
That's why this parsha on Rosh Hashanah of Yishmael.
Correct. That's exactly why we read it on Rosh Hashanah. It's interesting. It's compared to the Ben Soru More, who is actually judged now. I'm sorry. He's judged actually in his future. Future is going to be Melasim Esabrios. He's going to kill people. So kill him now. Right, it's a little bit of a little steer over here.
That, but consider
right?
Huh? I have an answer for that.
Oh, very good. Let's hear it.
Because Yishmael, at the time, he was sincerely doing tshuva. Okay, the Ben Sora Maron never had any, he's never did any tshuva. He never intention to change his ways. But Yishmael did. So at this point,
he says he's a tzaddik because of his tefillos now.
Yeah, but the Ben Sora Maron never.
He's pashut. He's off. Very nice. Shkoyach. That works for me. I will buy that vowel. V'am Rabbi Yitzchak, Gimel Dvar Mazkiran Avnosa Shel Adam. There are three things that will remind the heavens about your sins. Eluhen, and these are they. Avoid the following. Kir Natoi. If you have a bending wall. What does it mean, a bending wall? It means if there's a wall that looks like it's about to fall and a person says, you know what, I'm a tzaddik enough, I'm going to walk underneath this wall. Then all the malachim in Shemayim, there's a big rigmarole in Shemayim saying, is this guy really that? Is he really that shtark? I mean, maybe his maisim are not that good, and they start to be mefashvish shemasav, and they're like, you know what? Let's just break this wall down on this guy. He's not that good. So you don't want to be doing that. You don't want to be walking under a teetering wall.
Ain't something halanes. Why did Talmud Chacham do such a thing to begin with? Because he obviously knows the halacha.
Who said it's a Talmud Chacham?
Tzaddik doesn't have to be a Talmud Chacham?
I don't know if this is a case. It doesn't sound to me like a case where it's a teetering wall that's going to fall over in any second. I think it's a case where it's a wall like it's like the Leaning Tower of Pisa, and a person is saying, you know what? There's no problem here. You know, I don't think it's a. I don't think he's like mom is risking anything, but I think he's actually saying. He's relying on his
bison
and saying it's nothing's going to happen to me, but I don't think it's a teetering wall per se. I think it's a tilted wall, but I don't think it's what the Gemara calls a kosa ru'ua. I don't think it's a bad wall. I don't think it's going to fall any second. I just think the fact that it's leaning over and you're saying to yourself, my maisim are good enough, that's not the attitude you should be having, and that's going to be mazkir in shamayim your avonos. Secondly, iyun tefillah. Okay? Being ma'ayin in tefillah. Now, being ma'ayin in tefillah doesn't seem like it's such a bad thing. But look at Rashi, the iyun tefillah. It's approximately 14 and a half lines down in Rashi's. Give or take. 14 and a half lines. Yeah. It's the thin lines. Don't count exactly because it was kind of like estimated. But the iyun tefillah Rashi says, so mechal tefillah. So the guy is. The guy is relying on his tefillos, and the Bach adds here, "Ubatuach shetehe nishmas umisamis chavin bo." And he's so batuach, he's so sure of his tefillos that he's got the right kavanos that he's going to be saved. So anybody who is on the madrega where he thinks his tefillos are that good, you got to be careful. You can't be such a balgaiva to think that your tefillos are definitely going to make all the difference in the world. You should be confident. You should feel the koach of your tefillah, but you shouldn't feel the confidence. You shouldn't feel that kind of cockiness. Tosas, however, has a different understanding. If you look at V'iyun tefillah, Tosas says, Omer Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam has a different pshat over here. Rabbeinu Tam says, "Iyun tefila dahacha ki yahud get pashut." The iyun tefila over here is a reference to the Gemara in Bava Basra that says, "Gimel dvarim ein adam nitzol mehen b'chol yom." There are three things that are unavoidable. The kachashiv, and one of them is iyun tefila kolaymar she'ein mechavin libot b'tefila. So a person who does not have proper kavana during his tefilos. Rabbeinu Tam, we're not going to read it inside. Rabbeinu Tam goes on to quote a very fascinating Yerushalmi that quotes a bunch of Amorim who say we never had any kavana. We could not do it. We tried, but we couldn't have any kavana in tefillah.
So it's all the hefek of looking in tefillah.
Yeah, it's the opposite, meaning a person is lacking Iyun Tefillah. A person who is mamish has no kavanah whatsoever, he's Hashem's Vasai Tiftach, and he is off on the running. His mind is like, you know, it's like, I think Rav Yaakov Emden said, Eile varecha ve'eile basusim. V'anachnu b'shim v'shim l'kinu nazkir. When we're listening, when we're quoting Hashem, when we're mentioning Hashem's name, Eile varecha, some people are on a cart, or on a, they're in their cars, ve'eile basusim, some people are on their horses, people are, they're flying. But they're anywhere but in their tefillah. But anyway, Iyun Tefillah is something which is going to get you in trouble. Umoser din al chavero, and a person who also casts judgment on somebody else. If you're so confident that you are going to cast judgment on somebody else, then in Shemayim they're going to be looking at your Maisim and your Avonos, and that's going to spell trouble. The Amr Rabbi Abin, because Rabbi Abin said, Kol hamoser din al chavero, anybody who passes judgment on his friend, Hune nash tchila, he's going to get punished first. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Vatomer sarai el avram. This week's parsha. Love it when that happens. Love it when that happens.
I love it.
Uksiv. So Sarai was all upset because Hagar got pregnant right away. Then Hagar was felt that Sarah was obviously not a tzaddikus anymore.
Wrong, yeah.
So Sarah says, Chamasi Alecha. Correct. She miscarried because of Sarah's Rashi in the sixth parsha. So she miscarried because of Sarah's Ayin Hara. And then the Malach comes to her later and says, Hinach Haravi Alad Bain. The Karashmo Yishmoel. You're going to become pregnant and then you're going to... So that's Rashi's Raya, that she had a miscarriage. Because the Malach later on says, you're going to become pregnant. What? Puzzled you. Yeah, we just said that, right, exactly. Sure, right, exactly. Right. Correct. Correct. That's what led to the miscarriage. Exactly. So we see that...
No, but the key
is
the key words. The last words
of
the pasuk. That's the third...
Yeah, that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara right now. You just gave it away. Yeah, all right, we just went all Gemara. Let's go. We'll pick up on Monday. We'll pick up on Monday, guys. All right. So it says the Gemara of. Let's just see that Gemara inside now. Yeah, you know, interestingly, the Gemara usually says when it's quoting the end of the pasuk, it quotes the beginning of the pasuk. It says the chule. The Gemara says the chule. Here it doesn't say that, but Rashi does say that.
That's the key part.
I know. That's the key part. Anyway, uksev, and the pasuk says, "Vayavo Avram litzpod l'sarav l'ivkosa." Avram came to mourn for Sarah's death. It's mashma that Sarah died. Sarah died because of this.
She
was else. Right. It's almost like it's the Gemara sounds like she deserved to die because she did this.
Because she
cast judgment on Avram, saying Yishbot Hashem beini uveinecha. Hashem's going to judge between you and me because you didn't daven for me. You davened for yourself to get a son, but you never davened for me.
She died early
because of this. Because she said Yishbot Hashem beini uveinecha, she deserved to die because of this. It's fascinating, right?
My understanding is that there's all these punishments only take effect in a non-tshuva state. So that I would assume you're holding on a level. Sorry, mom. Certainly, the tshuva for whatever mistake she made in her great darger. I'm sure she was muthled by her husband Abraham, and so it's like, oh, I don't understand.
Yeah, I agree. But we have other gemaras where the gemara says that. You know, Hashem is roe the tzaddikim kechut asara.
Right.
Right. So it's like every little thing they say is like you better be careful with everything you say because there are implications to every word. It's going
to
come back to haunt you. Believe me, the things that I've said, you don't even want to know.
And I do know them.
Okay. Va'amar Rav Yitzchak, Dalet Dvar Mekarin Gzar Dino Shel Adam. There are four things that are going to tear up the Gzar Din of man. Eluhain, and these are they. Tzedakah, charity. Tzaka, crying, calling out, meaning tefillah. Shini Hashem, changing your name. V'shini Maisa, changing your actions, doing better. How do we know this? Tzaka, where do we get tzaka from? Dechsev tzaka tatzel mimavis. The man from death, that's in Mishlei. Tzaka, how do we know tefillah helps? Dechsev vayitzaku el Hashem batzar lahem. They cried out to Hashem when they were in straits. Umi mitzoko sayem yotziyem. And Hashem took them out of their... out of their troubles.
What happened to tshuva in this whole thing?
Very good, very good. You got to say that tzaka, that tshuva is tshuva is included in tzaka, right? Shina Maisa is considered tshuva. We'll get to that because Yonah, because that's the pasuk in Yonah, right here. Shini Hashem, changing your name. Dechsev Sarai ishtachal lo sikra shma Sarai ki Sarah shma. Sarai, your wife, is not going to be called Sarah. She's going to be called Sarah. Uksiv, and the pasuk says, "Uveirachti Yosef v'kamnasati mimena l'chabein." I'm going to bless her, and she's going to get a son. Now, I don't know why the Gemara quotes Sarah pasuk and not this week's parsha, Avram's pasuk. Right? You're not going to be Avram. You're going to be Avraham, and was it Goyim? Was it Veracht?
I'll tell you what.
He's quoting every single Makor that he knows.
I don't know
the pasuk I'm looking for. But anyway, I don't know why he doesn't quote the Avram. Yeah.
Because Avram did have a son even without Sarah. And Sarah had no children at all.
Well, at that point in the parasha, you're right, he had Yishmael already, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Did he have Sarah? Yeah, uh-huh.
But he didn't consider him a son.
What?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. He had, well, no, it didn't. Yeah, maybe.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I did.
No, he didn't have Yishmael yet. This is right before Yishmael.
No, because
maybe
Avram,
I'm wrong.
No, he did have some. Avram changed his name just before the Bris Milah.
Right. You're right. You're 100% right. Okay, you're 100% right. So he already had Yishmael, so therefore it's not as much of a...
Avram was also... Shinoi in Bris Milah is a Shuin Maisa for Avram, and that was Krad Gazardino, and Shinoi Chem was for Sarah.
All right. Very good. Very good. This is why I'm learning this with you guys. Shinoi Maisa. How do we know Shinoi Maisa? Dechsev Vayar HaLokim Es Maaseihem. Hashem saw their deeds, their actions. This is the Ninveh, right? This is tshuva, right? This is the ultimate tshuva. This is read on Yom Kippur. Uksiv vayinachem ha'elokim al ra'ah shedibur la'asos lahem. Hashem changed his mind, had other thoughts about the fate of these people. V'lo asa, he didn't do to them as he had originally intended or thought to do. So we see that tshuva helps. And there are those that say there's a fifth one. Av shinei makom, even changing your place is going to help. Dichsev, as we see in the pasuk.
You said it, the pasuk of Sarah is this week's parasha.
That's this week's parasha, indeed.
Late Lechom Yosef.
Indeed, O.
It's this week's parasha. So you should be happy.
I'm very happy. Do I not appear happy to you?
Usually it would be next week's parasha. That's what you said before. That should have been next week.
No, no. The other one is... What?
Sorry, Ishtachar, Losikwa, Shema, Sorry, Kishma, Sorry, Shema.
No, Kishma, Elokim, El Kol Hanar. That's next week's parasha.
Right.
This is all this week's parasha.
You're saying Shiv and Avram changed?
Yeah, I'm saying, right. I mean, Avram came first. So why is Gemara quoting the Sarah pasuk? He wanted to say Avram already had a son. Yet Yishmael. So it's not as much of a... the Shini Hashem is not as much of a it's not a raya that it's a bracha because he already has children.
Avram's name was changed before Sarah's name. Okay.
Yeah, so that was my question. Yeah, and this is parsha exactly.
What's the shadow of Shinui Makom? Does it mean you have to change countries? Does it mean you have to change? What's the Gedarim of it?
Well, it's very good. So the Gemara says there are some people say Shinui Makom is going to help. The Siv Vayomer Hashem al Avram. Hashem says this week's parsha again. It's flooded. We're flooded with this week's parsha. Lech lecha me'artzecha. If you leave back, go from your land, then you will be a goy gadol. So that's what the Yishomrim say. The Gemara says v'idach. What about the other guy? Why did the other guy learn that Shinir Makim is going to help? Because the other guy says, "Who is the chus of Eretz Yisrael who dahan yulei?" No, it's the chus of Eretz Yisrael. It's the koach of Eretz Yisrael that really. That was able to change Avram. It has nothing to do with Shinir Makom. If Avram would have gone, instead of going to Eretz Yisrael, he would have gone to Spain, it wouldn't have helped him any good. Because that's not Eretz Yisrael. It's the fact that he went to Eretz Yisrael that helped. So it's really not Shinir Makom. It's really Eretz Yisrael. Now, my question on that is, okay, why don't we say Shinir Makom le'Eretz Yisrael? If you're going to say, well, not any Shinir Makom is going to help, only Shinir Makom to Eretz Yisrael is going to help, then the Gemara should quote that as the fifth one.
So if someone is helping on a Rukhli Sukkah level, or a Gashmi Sukkah level?
The Pasuk says, V'ezcha l'goy gadol. I'm going to make you into a great nation, meaning I'm going to give you children. So whether you call that spiritual, or you call that Rukhli Sukkah, you call it Gashmi, I don't know. The point is, right now you have no children. You're 75 years old, you got no children, right? If you go to Eretz, if you leave your land, then you will, you'll have a big nation. So that's mashma that Shinir Makom is going to help. But the Gemara says no, it's not necessarily a raya. Maybe it's just going to Eretz Yisrael. The schus of Eretz Yisrael is able to change people. The
Your question is on
the
idach, or your question is on the first answer?
What?
Your question is on the idach, or your question is on the first answer? What's your question?
My question is, why is the Gemara saying?
The Gemara refutes
the Raya about Shinir Makom helping, because it's saying, no, maybe it's just Eretz Yisrael that helps. So my question is, okay, so let the Gemara say that a fifth thing is Shinir Makom Eretz Yisrael. Moving to Eretz Yisrael is gonna help you.
Right.
That's gonna be a correct
You're going to Rabbi
Yeah. Right? That's gonna be Korea Gazar Din, because everybody holds that. So why don't we say going to Eretz Yisrael is gonna be Korea Gazar Din?
Going to everyone.
Going to everybody. Maybe. Right,
yeah, both things, moving and Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
Maybe potential shot is that Makom, we know, sometimes referred to as a Purple, right?
It's either Makom. Or.
Shinir Makom, yeah.
And therefore.
Therefore.
It's a double partial. We're talking about Makom, we're talking about Eretz.
No, because we're going to the first answer, you don't need Eretz Yisrael. It's any Makom, any two.
I think it's any Makom.
Any Makom.
You think it's any Makom?
Of course. We're going to the first answer.
I've been to many places.
You've been to many places. You've had a Shinir Mazel in all those.
Well, you get a She knew. I don't know about the mosque, but she knew.
But the Yeshom, you don't need that. You don't need that Yisrael.
Unbelievable. What?
According to the Yeshom, you don't need that Yisrael. And the Shinir Makom.
Yeah. Yeah.
And though we're talking about the world, Avram's a father of all the world, so.
He's a father of the world.
As long as you don't send me to India.
All right. There's a lot of other places I would not want to go to before India. But, anyway.
It's the capital of the accountants of the world.
Amsterdam.
Okay, I was thinking North Korea, but yeah, Amsterdam's good too.
Isn't it the accountants?
But I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. What?
Isn't India the capital of the accountants of the world?
Maybe you're right. I don't know.
All the firms they all do their taxes in India.
But I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. Okay, we've clearly gotten off the topic. Chayiv Adam Lahakvil Pnei Rabba Baregel.
Oh,
it's a very interesting Gemara, is it? Thank you.
Chassidish.
You like this? Chassidish.
Every Rebbe quotes this. Every Rav.
A person has to visit his Rebbe on the regel. Shenamar, as the Pasuk says, this is talking about the Shunamis. Oh, yes, next week's Haftarah. Shunamis and with Alicia. Madua, the baby stopped breathing. So the husband says, the woman had to run to Elisha. So he says, "Where are you?" The husband says to her, "Where are you going?" Madua atolecha se'lav ayom. Why are you going there today? Lo chodesh lo Shabbos. It's not a chodesh and it's not Shabbos. It's not a special day. So mechlal the bechodesh Shabbos iboy lemezal.
Say regal. Regal is not chodesh. Regal is not Shabbos.
It's a kasha. It's a problem. What does it mean? A person has to visit his rebbe on the regal and bring a raya from chodesh and Shabbos. It's a little bit shver. So I'm not sure exactly.
You're supposed to go every Shabbos and Kodesh to your Rebbe.
Yeah, but it says Regel. It says Beregel.
That means going by foot.
No.
Not by car.
Shabbos, you understand. Shabbos and Regel, the halachas are similar. But what Kodesh means, I don't know. But Regel and Shabbos, with the exception of two or three halachas, they're
Kodesh is a young
almost
different.
Identical one of them.
I think there are those that say that people want to learn Chodesh as being Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos being the Regalim.
Yeah.
Because Regalim are often called Shabbat Shabbaton, right? Shabbat Sonia, right? So the Gemara's are so maybe the Shabbos, but that's not Pasha Pshat. I don't know what the Gemara is. I don't know what the Gemara exactly how to understand the Gemara.
And my Gemara is censored because it says Holech Dei Lovai, why are you going? And she said for Sholom Bayis, and it's in mind. It says she says. Husband said, why are you going? She said, Sholom Bayis.
She wanted to get out of the house. She wanted to leave her husband for a
while. Sholom Bayis. Unbelievable. Okay. V'am Rabbi Yitzchak. That's enough of that. Chayiv Adam Lataris Atzma Beregel. A person has to purify himself for the regel, for the holiday. Shenemar, as we learn from the Pasuk of Enivla Sam Lo Siga'u. You should not touch an avela. Now, how exactly does that pasuk prove it? That's what the Gemara is now going to go on to prove. Tanya Nami Hachi. We have a bracelet to support this. Uvenivla sam lo sigau. The pasuk says you shouldn't touch their avela. You should not touch an avela of an animal, meaning the corpse of an animal. After the animal dies, you shouldn't touch it. Now, yachol yu Yisrael muzharin al magan avela. I might think from this that Yisrael are muzhar, meaning Yisrael are warned. They're not allowed to touch an avela. Talmud Leimar, so the Pasuk tells us otherwise. Because the Pasuk tells us by a dead body, Emor ela Kohanim b'nei Aaron, that you should tell the Kohanim or b'nei Aaron, Lenefesh lo yitama be'amav, they should not become tamei on a corpse.
So
b'nei Aaron muzharin. Right. B'nei Yisrael muzharin. We see from there that Kohanim are warned about corpses, not B'nai Yisrael. V'halo dvarim kavachomer, and therefore we should be able to apply a kavachomer here. Ma tumah chamura, just as a very strict tumah, such as the tumah of a corpse, of a human corpse, Kohanim muzharim, Yisraelim einim muzharim, Kohanim are warned about it, and Yisraelim are not. Tumah kala, a very light form of tumah, which is nevela, which is an animal, lo kol shekein, certainly we should say that Yisrael is not warned on it. So therefore, what does it mean when it says uvenim lasam lo sigau elamato loymar uvenim lasam lo sigau beregel? That must be on the regel, specifically when the regel, a person has to notch up his level of tara, and therefore, even though he's not muzhar normally on nevela, when it comes to the regel, be careful.
So wait, are we saying
that's why the mikvahs are so busy on Yom Tov? Reb Zev wants to say
Zev, are we saying here then that mikvah is metahir a person on nevela? Well, there's no base of mikvah when this was written.
What do you want to say?
Thank you.
What do you want to say? You want to say that for the mikvah? Well,
it doesn't make sense. In other words, everyone's in a state of tumah.
Yeah, so you should. Right.
So this does, I don't understand what this is replying to. Based on Migdish, everyone would be tahara.
Why? It's talking the times of the Mikdash. In times of the Mikdash, you shouldn't touch an avela.
Yeah, because that's why you hire Arabs and other kinds of people, foreigners, to deal with all this.
Deal with what?
Yeah, what exactly?
In other
lost
words,
you.
After the Shrinkin slaughters the animal, everybody else handles it.
Let's go.
But you go to a schlachthaus.
Okay.
You're not going to see Jews handling the animal after it's dead. It's true.
What?
You go.
That's
and
because
have,
they're cheap labor.
And no, that's nothing to do with. I think it has to do with this.
All right, ask Reb Chanan. Will you ask Reb Chanan?
I will, definitely.
Okay, you definitely will not. But let's see.
The Arab came, he takes the skin off, he cuts it, he opens it up.
Here's a fascinating Gemara.
Okay, we're finished with Rabbi Yitzchak.
What? We're finished with Rabbi Yitzchak, okay? Chazak.
Yitzchak.
Amr of Kris Bedai, okay? This is the first time I've ever seen Rav Kris Bedai before. Anybody ever seen Rav Kris Bedai before?
Yeah, he's from Lakewood.
Okay, Rabbi Yochanan. I'm Rabbi Kris Bedai, Rabbi Yochanan. Shlosha Svarim Neftachim B'Rosh Hashanah. It's a famous Gemara. There are three Svarim that are open in Rosh Hashanah. Echad Shal Rishoyim Gemurim, Ve'echad Shal Tzadikim Gemurim, Ve'echad Shal Beinaniim. One is for Rishoyim, one's for Tzadikim, one's for the middle ground people. Who are these middle ground people? Us. Look at Rashi. Last Rashi on the daf. Beinaniim, Mechza, Mechza. 50-50s. if you've done 2,548 mitzvos and 2,548 averos during the year, you are exactly 50-50.
Some mitzvahs are worth
a trip. What?
Some mitzvahs are worth a bag of averos is really equal to like 5 small mitzvahs.
It can't be little.
It's still a pellet. How do you get a 50-50? Yeah. How are you ever going to do 50-50?
It cannot be what he means.
No, one second. Now look at the previous Rashi. Rishoyim Gemurim, Rubam Avonos, majority of Avonos. It sounds like a 51-49 situation. That's also Lav Dafka?
Let's keep it a close score.
Very close score. This is like 7-6 in the 11.
Remember, so I have the answer.
For those who get the reference.
Zeb, I have the answer. You go to shul on Rosh Hashanah and you hear the shofar, you got that extra mitzvah you're over the top.
You have 10 days to
That's assuming you were 50-50 before.
It's a mitzvah lishmo.
Anyway.
It's a little bit difficult.
I don't know. If you have it, you have a pshat. Anybody have a pshat over here?
I don't understand this gemara.
What's spelling?
What's a Rosh Gemara? Rosh Gemara is somebody who has 51-49 more averos than what's a tzaddik gemara? 51-49 mitzvos. What's a benedi? 50-50. How are you ever going to get somebody over the course of a year who's done exactly the amount of mitzvos as averos? How are you ever going to get that? Never gonna get that.
That's a way of keeping score.
How do you know? How do we know how this?
I think more than anything.
I don't know how. I don't know how we know.
It's not numeric. That's for sure.
It's not numeric.
I mean, it's quality, not quantity. It's.
I understand. He's just what Rav Zev said. But even if you say it's quality, where certain mitzvahs are on a higher scale than others, is it shaykh to say that you're going to end up exactly flat even? Is that still doesn't.
So the Gemara is going
to. Maybe I'm thinking about it too pushy, like numerically, like it doesn't.
Like count. The Gemara is going to. You're an accountant, so
what?
You're an accountant, so you're doing this like a tax.
And the Rav Shlomo made me an accountant. What am I to do?
No, it can't be literal pshat when we read in Rashi. Right, it has to be the. It's conveying that the Rav Shlomo sees everything with a fine tooth cut, and he'll judge everything with a fine tooth. But it doesn't mean 25. Can't mean that. It's just not the mistabra.
It's very petty.
So the Gemara is going to deal with it right now.
Here we go.
Gemara's also not satisfied with that either.
Okay.
Go on.
All right, let's go on.
All right,
you got me. So says the Gemara like this. Gemara says, Tzadikim Gemurim Nechtavim Nechtavim L'Yalto L'Chayim. Tzadikim Gemurim are going to be written for life. They got it going. They're going to be in good shape. We'll have to see what that means because it's not always true. Tosfos brings down that's not true. You have tzaddikim who die all the time. You have rishoyim who live all the time. So what's the pshat? Rishoyim gemurim nechtam menechem liyalta lemisa. Rishoyim are going to die. Beinaniim tluyim v'omdim rosh hashanah v'ad yom kippurim. The beinaniim are going to be tluyim v'omdim. They are suspended. Their psak din is suspended until such time that they can prove themselves during the course of the seris yimei tshuva.
Yeah, but he is
zachu nechtavim l'chayim. If they're zocha, then they're written off for life. Lo zachu nechtavim l'misa. If they're not zocha, then they get the death penalty. The old hanging. But that's not true. So Tosa says, wait a minute, this is not pshat. Pshat's not, it can't be like this. It can't be that a tzaddik is written for life and a rosh is written for death, because we see tzaddikim die all the time and rishayim live all the time.
But
so Tosa says, this is talking about
eternity.
It's talking about chayim olam haba. A tzaddik gets olam haba. A rasha does not.
He'll get his paycheck down there.
Right, exactly. He's either going to get his paycheck or he's going to have to
pay up.
Very good. Okay.
It still doesn't answer up, though, a beinoni.
Right. I mean, exactly how many is on the beinoni, I don't know. But
it's coming up.
Zev is not bothered by this whatsoever.
What?
This beinoni situation. You're not bechlal bothered by this.
We can't really understand
this is not going to keep you up at night.
We can't really understand this stuff.
Right? Can't understand this stuff, so we shouldn't even worry.
Go Rabbi Kessin up and straighten it out.
You could try it. Waste the next 10 minutes, but we're not going to get it.
Okay.
All right. I don't know what to tell you. Rashi sounds so poshut. Mechzel, mechzel. What does that mean? I don't know.
No, because he's just going on that particular sentence.
Okay. All right. Fine.
Let's also know, like, person who died. You can be a famous person who's a follower of their life, but they die off the Kiddush Hashem. Let's say somebody in the Holocaust.
Yeah.
But they died off the Kiddush Hashem. From minus 11 to from a very big time. The problem is they go immediately, they have a very high place in Shemayim. Why? Because the death of the Kiddush Hashem is a very great thing.
Yeah.
So even if they were Bali of Era, So you can have a schus that's so great it outweighs all the other
schus.
And that brings up to 50-50, you're saying, or it brings them over the top?
Actually, that gives them a really amazing taste for the Mojave, even though they do the scorecard, they have more varies than Mitzvahs. Because that one
advertised off
the
show. All right.
I don't know how many. I don't have to think this tomorrow.
Okay. Fine. Amar Rabbi Abin Maikra. What is the pasuk that proves that we have three different types of people out there? Rishoyim, Tzadikim, and Beinonim being judged. So he brings a pasuk. Pasuk says, Yemachu misefer chayim ve'im tzadikim al yikasevu. They should be wiped out from the book of the living, and with the tzaddikim they should not be written. So the pasuk is referencing three different types of people. Yimachu mi sefer, when the pasuk says they should be wiped out from the sefer, ze sifron shel rishoyim. That's a reference to the rishoyim. They're going to be wiped out. Rishoyim gemurim. Chayim, when the pasuk says yimachu mi sefer chayim, the chayim ze sifron shel tzaddikim. That refers to the tzaddikim who are going to be written in to life. Ve'im tzadikim al yikasevu, and when the pasuk concludes and says, with the tzadikim they shall not be written, ze sifron shel beinonim. That's a reference to the beinonim who are not going to be written immediately with the tzadikim. They're actually going to be tluyim ve'omdim. They're going to be suspended until such time that they prove their worth. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak amar mehacha. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak learns a different makor, a different raya for this, which is much more difficult. He says, "V'im ayin." This is Moshe saying to Hashem. Yeah. He's davening to Hashem and saying, "Hashem says, I'm going to wipe them out. I'm going to wipe the Jewish people out." And Moshe says, "You can't do that. V'im ayin. If not, mechenina, wipe me out, misifracha, from your sefer asher kasavta that you wrote." So now the Gemara says, this is a reference to three different Jews. Mechenina, wipe me out, ze sifron shel rishoyim. That's a reference to the rishoyim who deserve to be wiped out. Misifracha, from your sefer, ze sifron shel tzadikim. That's a reference to the tzadikim who are in the sefer of Hashem, right? It's the ultimate sefer. Asher kasavta, that you wrote, ze sifron shel beinonim. That's a reference to the beinonim. I have no idea how asher kasavta is a reference to beinonim, but Azoy Zokr of Nachman bar Yitzchak, and who am I to argue? What?
How do you even say Mecheni knows is a Sifron Mecheni?
Mecheni, wipe me out. They deserve to be wiped out. They're
no,
not even. They're
me.
Not. What?
Erase me. Moshe's saying erase me.
Mecheni.
Uh-huh. Erase me.
Like, yeah.
From the Shana, that doesn't make sense.
It's a drush.
Yeah, it does.
Doesn't make sense. Why would Moshe say erase me from the Shana? You say put me in with the Rishon.
You know why it makes sense?
No, if he's cursing himself, he's saying Mecheni na. Not Mechena from the Rishon. Keep me with the Rishon.
What do you think, Ramosha? What do you think?
Here's the way I understand it.
Okay.
Everyone writes their own sefer.
Right. Correct.
So if you're a tzaddik, it means you wrote your sefer, you liked your head, say thank you.
Okay.
Or you were a Rasha.
Yeah.
Moshe was a tzaddik. But he says, you know what? These people, even though they are not even below Beinoni,
yeah,
I am the tzaddik. I don't care. I'm with them. Get me out of here. In other words,
my Mecheni now, put me with them.
Yeah,
he's saying, put me with them.
Yeah, exactly. Count me in.
Erase me, like them, like a Russia who deserves to be erased. Erase me.
Yeah, that's right.
So the only one that makes sense is Ashkasavta.
Ashkasavta. Well, what does Ashkasavta do with a Beinoni? I don't know. I couldn't sleep last night.
Well, no, because maybe a Beinoni is not only a Shem writes. No, because maybe a Beinoni, he can't put himself in the Sadek column. He can't put himself in the Russia column.
So
a Shem has to write him in his
own column. Sifra Chai Shem goes together.
No, he has to write his own.
Right.
Tanya, we learned in a brayse beishamay omrim. We're only going to learn half of this brayse today because there's a machlokes beishamay beisilah. Beisilah goes on forever. Okay, so we're not going to do beishamay. We're just going to do beishamay. We'll chazer on Monday what beishamay said. Beishamay omrim gimel kitos hen liyom hadin. There are three categories for the yom hadin. What is yom hadin? Yom HaDin, Tosa says, is Tchias HaMesim. This is a reference to Tchias HaMesim. In other words, this is after a person dies. even people who are going to be going to Gehenim still could be zochet to tchias hamesim. They get a second chance, right? They can get a second chance. So let's see the Gemara. Beit Shammai says, you do the time, you get your lickings. Gimel kitos hen liyom adin. Achashol tzadikim gemurim. Some there are tzadikim gemurim. Achashol yishorim gemurim. Va'achashol benanim. Tzadikim gemurim nechtavim nechtavim liyaltu lachay olam. The tzadikim gemurim, they get tchias hamesim immediately. Rishoyim gemurim nechtavim nechtavim liyaltu lachayolam. Rishoyim get Gehenim and they burn.
Forever.
Forever.
The people who live, it's forever.
Forever.
This is basically saying that Tchias HaMesim is forever.
Forever.
Shenemar.
Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, V'rabim miyashnei admas afar. There are many who are sleeping in the dust of the earth. The dirt of the earth, right? Meaning people who are dead. Yakitsu, they will wake up. This is the time of Tchias HaMesim. Eila l'chayi olam. Some of them will wake up for Tchias HaMesim. Ve'eila l'cherafos l'diraon. And some will be embarrassed and ashamed. Meaning they're going to burn.
Rabim, most or all?
Rabim. Rabim, it means many.
Not all.
Not all.
Someone won't
wake up. Beinanim yordim legehenim. The Beinanim will go down to Gehenim. This is Beit Shammai picking up again. The Beinanim will go down to Gehenim. Umetzavtzefin v'olen. They're going to cry out to Hashem in Gehenim. And then finally Hashem will pick them up out of Gehenim and bring them to Gan Eden. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk. Behevesiyes hashlishis. The third category. I will bring them ba'esh into fire. Vitzeraftim kitzrofes hakesef. And I will refine them like you refine silver. Ubichantim kivichones azav. And I will test them like you test the gold. Hu yikra bishmi. He will call out in my name. This is all part of the pasuk, referring to the Beinani will call out to Hashem. Vani ene so, and I will answer him. Va'aleim amrachana. And then Chana said, Hashem meimisu mechaye. Hashem kills off. Morid Sha'ol brings them down to Sha'ol, to Gehenim, v'ya'al, and then he picks them up. And this is all Beit Shammai Shita, who says, there are three kitos, Tzadikim, Rishoyim, and the Beinanim go down to Gehenim, and then they cry out to Hashem and are brought back up. Beis Hillel, we will see on Monday, learn differently. They say that the Beinanim actually get, they get the chesed of Hashem, and they're brought immediately to Gan Eden. And with
you,
that, we will
that they
stop.
Didn't, that they didn't know about Umar.